then I saw
them. You did
them,
one for each ball.
One for each ball. And then I pet them like a small rodent. But they're big. They're big balls. And then we asked who hasn't seen Big Fatty's balls.
And I was actually, I did not know that Big Fatty was pierced.
Yeah.
Wait.
I did not know that Big Fatty was pierced.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my God.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And then I pet them like a small rodent.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2879 of the BFO for Monday the 11th of February 2019. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend, and maybe, no, Big Fatty, you've got packages to open, yes! Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. And y'all, it is VD week. So each day this week, we're going to play a little love music. And remember, if you don't have a Valentine, Big Fatty will be your Valentine. Yes, Big Fatty.
Love American style. That's me and you.
See y'all today the 11th of February. Y'all, it's a very important celebration. Big Fatty, I'm sorry, I must interrupt now. I think that we're just going to have to stop this music and play something a little more appropriate. Yes, Big Fatty, I've got it right here. You are so right, Poodle. This is much more appropriate for today's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this is someone who used to call into the little show every once in a while. I don't even know if this person still listens to the little show. But y'all, he is still a part of the Pride 48 family, whether he wants to be or not. Yes, Big Fatty. Once he's kind of like a... It's kind of like a it's kind of like a rash. It just keeps coming back. And y'all, it is that Kyle in the Hawaiian. Man, we love Kyle in the Hawaiian. It's true. And y'all, he is our Pride 48 Pineapple Princess. And y'all, just as sweet. Just as sweet as he can possibly be. And y'all, I know he's been very busy with politics on the Big Island, as they say. Big Fatty, is he on the... I don't know. Y'all, I've never understood. I always get the islands confused. Yes, Big Fatty, no surprise there. And I know he is married. He is a married man. Yes, Big Fatty, a married man. And y'all, and I don't know if he's on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, but y'all, if you see that Kyle in the Hawaii, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of pineapple. No, probably not. He probably doesn't want pineapple upside down cake. A big old piece of macadamia. No, he probably doesn't want that either. Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of chocolate cake. Yes, Big Fatty.
Be my pineapple queen.
So, Big Fatty, have you received your crema card from your number one Northeast straight daddy?
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
Yes!
Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
And y'all, I'm gonna open it when I tell you all about my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time I talked to you, it was Thursday afternoon, and y'all, the Thursday evening, watched the Big Brother app, and y'all, it was good. It was good, and it's, y'all, it's just, y'all, it's coming to an end this week. Hallelujah, Big Fatty, play that hallelujah. Oh, no, anyway, y'all slept like a baby Thursday night, and y'all, then on Friday, y'all, I don't really remember what I did during the day. I'm sure I had my brofkus and I do have some news. You know that Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico, y'all, he was on his way on an Aeroplano, which we all know is Mexican for Aeroplano, and he said, wrote me a little note, says, dearest Big Fatty, thank you so much for your kind message and the shout out on the Two I Say Tuesday little show. Receiving so much love from people I've never met is an unbelievable comfort. My puppy dog survived the open heart surgery and is recovering well, fingers crossed. I'm on an Aeromexicano, Plano, somewhere over the Pacific at the moment, heading back to Tennessee. Big Fatty, maybe he's going to see Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. No, he's going to see his mama. Y'all, she is ailing, and y'all, she's in her 80s as well, bless her heart, and doing better than I will be at that age. I'm guessing she went easy on the papas. There was a delicious flight attendant serving him on the Aeroplano, and his name was Ice. Big Fatty. So anyway, y'all, he sent a question, but we'll get to that a little bit later in the week. But y'all, wanted to give you the information about his puppy dog, and for right afternoon, y'all, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Dud.
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah! I should back up. Big Fatty, do we need to turn on that beeper? No. I did have a meeting and a lunch with some folks at the coal mine. Went by the coal mine and saw all of them. And y'all, while I was down at the coal mine, I got a testimonium from my ponytail gentleman caller saying, "Hey, Big Fatty, I'm getting out for work early. Are you available?" I said, yes, just not right now. And he says, "Well, okay, I'll go home for a little while and rest up, and I'll come see." And y'all, he came and saw me. Got here around 4 p.m. in the afternoon, and y'all, he left about 7 p.m. in the evening, y'all, and it was just lovely.
lovely. We really had a good time. And we've exchanged pleasantries and thank yous for the good time throughout the weekend. And y'all, I think he'll be back before you know it. Be Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, I think you'll be Fatty. Y'all then for right night, y'all, it was a 2-hour Big Brother, and they had a double elimination. Big Fatty, you had one of those Friday morning in the toilet. I did, and then y'all again slept like a baby Friday night. Y'all, the weather turned cool, and I had the windows open in the love chamber. And y'all, I got my hairs cut also. Did I tell you that on Thursday? I did. I think I did. Y'all, then I sat there, I got up, read the newspaper and everything, and y'all, I decided it was going to be clean sheet night. So, y'all, I washed my sheets and washed all my clothes. Y'all, I can't believe it's only been a week or 10 days since I was over in Hatlanta. So I still had some dirty clothes from over there that I needed to wash. Yes, Big Betty. So I did all of that. Old Veda. Old Veda stopped by the villa here. And y'all, he brought me some, a little treat. He had sent me a message saying, I've got a little treat I want to drop off. And y'all, it was like Chex, the cone and the rice Chex and pretzels and peanuts and dark chocolate M&Ms. Y'all, it was mixed all together. And then there was white chocolate poured over it. Y'all, it's delicious. And we sat out on the porch and just talked. I don't know. He was probably here about 45 minutes to an hour. And we just chatted a little bit, kind of caught up on things. Then after that, I did my afternoon nipple walk. No, did I do a nipple walk? No, I don't think I did, because it was a little later than I thought. I did a nipple walk earlier in the day and got my shirt and everything. Y'all, I was on that stick it with a poke on Saturday evening. There was Gavin and Jim and me and the Haunt Cub and Blind Guy Jay, y'all in the chat room was Mr. Mike. He was the number one fan of the BFO for 2018, that Ed Gong, y'all, and others were there as well. But y'all, they had some really good pwn. And y'all, speaking of Ed Gong, y'all, there was a package in the Villa Mailbox. Yes, Big Fatty, you also got one from the Nasty Pig. I did indeed. Just a little something Big Fatty ordered for himself. But y'all, Ed Gong has sent me something all the way from Singapore, Mexico. Y'all, we're going to open it up right now. And the only reason I know it's from Ed Gong, because it says Ed Gong on the outside. And y'all, on the end, oh, now Ed, is this a VD gift? Big Fatty? Y'all, I think this is gonna be, it's a pink envelope, on the inside. Y'all, I think I'm gonna wait and open this, a little bit later in the week, Ed, cause I think that's a VD, gift. Fatty, is it, what, a shot of penicillin? No, not that kind of VD. But I am gonna open this crema card, from my number one Northeast straight daddy. And you know, y'all, he had said, he had said that he sent me one, but you know, it never arrived. So anyway, yes, Big Fatty, and he said on the back of this envelope, he says maybe this one will make it to you, Big Fatty. And y'all, evidently, one of their cans had been returned, and so he was able to send the card. And y'all, oh, Big Fatty, look, it's true. It's y'all, it's a pictures of little Logan. Y'all, he's visiting with Santa Claus. I think that's, he's visiting with Santa Claus. And y'all, then he looks like a little Logan in the bull rushes. Big Fatty, he is like a little, in a little basket there. It's true. And y'all, then he's got a little bow tie on. Y'all, I'm gonna put a picture of this, along with the picture of the Happy New Year, the Year of the Pig, for Brian in the J-Pan Mexico. And we'll put a picture of those up later this week once I open some VD cards and all later this week. Y'all went out Saturday night and met Granny and Durwood and Jeremy and Nick. Out at the Dudley Do Rights, y'all had a couple of cocktails. Y'all, Granny got there so early that I think he was on his fourth cocktail by the time I got there. Bee, Fanny? And y'all, then he started getting doubles. Bee, Fanny, well, if he's going to be with you, he's going to need a double. There you have that. And then y'all came back here to the... to the villa without incident, again slept like a baby. And y'all, then Sunday I've had a leisurely day. I'm gonna watch some things on the TV machine, go for an afternoon nipple walk, and y'all, then I've already been for my morning nipple walk. Did I go for the nipple walk this morning? Big Fatty, you've already showered. I assume you went for the nipple. I don't know if I did or not. Big Fatty, it's just sad to see it happening right before our eyes. It's true. And y'all, I've talked to the Hatterina. Y'all, Hatterina is, she has some good days and she has some struggling days, and she's had a few struggling days this week. Evidently, she's fallen a couple of times, but that's why she's in the assisted living, so that they can come and help her. And because, y'all, if she was at home by herself, there wouldn't be anybody there to be able to help or anything like that, but hadn't broken anything yet. Y'all, we're trying to do the best we can, and I know many of you. Well, I shouldn't say many. I know some of you are facing Brian in the J-Pan Mexico. I mentioned he was going to see his mama, and others have reached out to me and everything as well. But y'all, the thing that I keep saying to myself, and I truly believe this, is, y'all, it doesn't matter how much we do, we all wish we could do more. But, you have to balance your life along with the care for your parents and all. And you, in the end, you have to be at peace with what you could do, and not compare what you could do with what other people thought you could do, and things like that. So y'all, if you're going through all this, just be ready to be at peace with what you can do and still maintain your own life. And I think that's my Monday words of wisdom. Yes, be pretty. Y'all, I tell you, and y'all, we do have, we do have some so-so questions. I know that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall are chomping at the bit for so-so questions. Big Fanny, they could care less, so they could get rid of that totally uninspired prize that they found between the seat cushions. Big Fanny, better that than the seat covers. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans from back at Pride 48. And just out of curiosity, Adam, when Big Fatty's gentlemen callers come over and get in the love chamber, what do you think they're thinking?
And then I pet them like a small rodent.
Oh, Big Fatty, I think there's more slobbering than there is petting. Big Fatty!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.